everyone, and welcome to another episode of Lid Radio Podcast. Today on our Inside Knowledge series, we hear from Marco Bushman. He's a leading expert, inspirational speaker, and master certified coach. He specializes in facilitating and supporting organizations in creating high-performing cultures where results and productivity are combined with an atmosphere of trust, respect, and an appreciation of differences. He's also the author of The Connection Quotient, How a Culture of Understanding Transforms Teams and Organizations. And today he'll be talking about how to connect with others. It's the second part of a three-part series, so do check out the first one and look out for the next one. Now over to Marco.
The book The Connection Quotient is divided in three parts and a conclusion. Part one is about being in connection with yourself. Part two is about being in connection with the other. And part three is about being in connection with your team and your organization. In this podcast, I'm going to share some practical insights and tips based on the second part, being in connection with the other. So imagine you have this sheet of paper in front of you with a big number three. So for you, from your physical point, it is obvious and clear it's the number three. But then you ask the person in front of you, from his perspective or her perspective, what do you see? He or she will probably debate it's the letter E. If you would ask the person on the left-hand side the same question, what do you see on this piece of paper? He or she will probably say it's letter M. And if you ask the same person, another person on the right-hand side the same question, he or she will probably debate it's the letter W. So this is interesting. Although the object is the same, everyone from their own perspective does see something different. And the truth is, they're all are right from their perspective. And this is also what happens in reality in business. When you're in a meeting and everyone has the data and the analysis, and at some point you want to go for conclusions and actions, then based on their experience, based on their knowledge, but also based on their personality types, they might have different perspectives on what is actually on the table. So you might have some people who actually say, I've seen the data, I read the analysis, and yet I don't think it's already enough. So we should actually do a little bit more analysis and making sure that all the data is correct. Another person might debate is, I think it's important before we actually make some decisions here that we should involve the people who actually are the experts on this topic. So let's also ask them to give some backgrounds. A third person might actually say, oh, this is interesting. Let's just have a discussion on the different facts and analysis. And through the conversation, we actually might come to a conclusion and something might emerge. And the fourth person might actually say, you know, we already spent enough time on debating here. Let's get into actions. So who's going to do what? Now, this is typically what happens also in meetings. You have different people and they have different views on the situation. Of course, you can blame the other for being wrong. But then again, remember that each and everyone is different, not only based on their experience and knowledge, but certainly also on the personality types. So here's my first practical tip. Let's explore a little bit about personality types and also therefore some communication styles, some do's and don'ts related to the different personality types. Talking about personality types, I need to introduce shortly the work of the Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung. And he actually has different traits on people. And well, without being extensive, I'd like to bring forth four elements. The first is the introversion versus extroversion. So people who are more introverted, they tend to recharge more by themselves. And people who are extroverted, they tend to recharge more in a social community. So at the end of the day, the introverted person might go back home, want to go for a walk with the dog. Whereas the extroverted person might say, let's go to the pub and socialize a little bit. Secondly, also what Carl Jung describes is there's also a difference in styles of how to make decisions. And then he clarifies the thinkers and the feelers. And the person who's more a thinker actually looks more on the data and the facts and on what needs to happen and then comes to conclusions. Whereas the persons who are more feelers, they actually think and look and feel and sense, and not only looking for what needs to happen, but also the impact on the persons. Now, if you combine those, then you get the introverted thinkers. And in For Further Thinkers, they observable traits, and in Insights Discovery, they talk about cool blue. Those people are a bit more cautious, precise, deliberate, questioning, and formal. If you encounter someone with this style, then the do is make sure that you are well prepared and thorough, that you put things in writing, and that you let them consider all the details. A certain don't for being in action and in conversation with them is being over emotional or casual with important issues, or keep changing things without any good reason. Now, there's also the introverted feelers. And the introverted feelers, they call them, it's more the earth green energy. Those people are more caring, encouraging, sharing, patient, and relaxed. When you encounter people with a primary energy that you would call earth green, then the do is be patient and be supportive. Also slow down and work at the pace of the other person and ask their opinion and give them time to answer. And certainly some don'ts in communication with them is don't take advantage of their good nature, push them to make quick decisions or spring last minute surprises. Then there are also the extroverted feelers. And Insights Discovery talks about the sunshine yellow energy. So quite sociable, dynamic, demonstrative, enthusiastic, and persuasive. Communication tips and do's is be friendly and sociable, be entertaining and stimulating, and be open and flexible. Some don'ts in communication with the sunshine yellow persons, bore them with details, tie them down with routine, and ask them to work alone. Finally, also you have the fiery red energy. Those are the extrovert thinkers. They are quite competitive, demanding, determined, strong-willed, and purposeful. Some communication tips while working with people with primarily fiery red energy: be direct, to the point, focus on results and objectives, be confident and assertive. And some don't be hesitant or dilly-dally, focus on feelings or try to take over. Now, I totally understand if you're not familiar with those different characteristics, and it's a bit hard sometimes to remember what the primary energy is, then what's next step here is, even if you don't know, when you're in a conversation with the other person, what is your intention when you listen to them? Are you listening to understand, or are you listening to fix and to respond? And that's also typically the difference between debating or having a dialogue with someone. When you debate, you listen to win. You listen to bring forth your arguments. And if I win by the debate, because I have stronger arguments, then you must lose. And the other way around, if you win, then I lose. So in a debate, I don't listen to understand, but I listen to fix, or I listen to respond. So whenever there's a little bit of silence, I jump in with my arguments. Whereas if you can shift the conversation from a debate into a more of a dialogue, and while listening to understand, this is also where we say, like, I understand you have a different perspective. I understand cool blue energy, that you ask for more details because you want to make sure. And fear red, I understand that you want to set some pace and come to conclusions. And of course, I understand also with you, the earth green energy, that you really want to also make care for yourself and for others. And sunshine yellow energy, I understand that you want to be involved. Yet, before we go there, let's see in a dialogue first where we have common ground. And the more common ground we can actually see, that already creates connections. And then from there, let's also listen for the arguments where we agree, disagree, we can name it. And we try to also understand the other person's perspective and then the other person's point of view. That is listening to understand. And just by coming from this intention to listen to understand rather than listening to fix or to respond, already, even if you don't know the exact personality types, there's already connection and some cohesion going on. Then finally, there's also the third tip that I would like to bring forth in connection with the other is about the emotional bank account. So it's like also like a traditional bank account. You have payments and withdrawals. But in the relationship with others, in the emotional bank accounts, you can actually also pay in the relationship by saying thank you, open the doors, listening to understand for the other, showing interest, and so on. And by building the emotional bank account, so even if there's a little bit of conflict arising or some disagreement, then it doesn't matter. Then it's okay, because in the relation, there's still a positive value on the emotional bank account. So even if there's a little bit of withdrawal from the discussion we're having, still the overall is positive. Now, the final tip here is also how to fill your emotional bank account is by giving compliments and acknowledgements. And what I mean with a compliment is more functional. So a compliment is more related to what people do. So, for instance, they actually have prepared the task and they have done the task. Then at the end, you could say, thank you so much for writing this proposal. All the elements are in it. Thank you so much. So that is more functional. Someone has written a proposal and you thank them for doing so. That is like a compliment. And you've done well, or you've done a great job, whatever you want to say about it. At the same time, you could also give them an acknowledgement. And where the compliment is more functional, more task-oriented, the acknowledgement is more about them as a person, more about their qualities. So you could say, thank you so much for bringing in this proposal on time, which is the compliment. And the acknowledgement would be, you are reliable, you are outstanding, and you are competent. So these are more about personal traits, about qualities of this person. So in short, the three tips, depending on the personality types, try to adapt your style of communication to their preferences. Second tip is listen to understand rather than listen to fix or respond, and therefore move from a debate into a dialogue. And the third tip is put payments on the emotional bank account, either by saying thank you, open doors, by listening to understand, showing interest, or by giving compliments and acknowledgements, and so on and so on. If you want to have more practical insights and tips, I would suggest to go online and buy the book, The Connection Quotient. Good luck in implementing all these insights. Enjoy your journey.
Thank you so much to Marco. Remember, this is the second part of a three-part series. The first part, how to connect with yourself, is already live. And the third part, how to connect with your team, is coming out next week. So do keep an eye out. Check our social media at Lid Publishing to keep an eye out for these podcasts and other expert opinions from our authors. Take care and see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.